This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, February 18th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to submit proposed biofuel blending quotas for 2026 to the White House this week for final review. That's according to two sources familiar with the matter. President Donald Trump's administration working to meet a self-imposed deadline to finalize delayed new biofuel blending mandates by the end of March. The White House typically takes roughly 30 days to review the proposal before it becomes public. The EPA in June proposed total biofuel blending volumes at just over 24 billion gallons for this year, 24.46 billion for 2027. That's up from 22 and a third billion in 2025. The total includes a target of 5.61 billion for bio-based diesel. That's a significant jump from the 3.35 billion gallons in 2025. A coalition of health and environmental groups sued the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday, challenging the rescinding of a scientific finding that has been at the central basis for U.S. action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fight climate change. The rule, finalized by the EPA last week, revoked a 2009 government declaration known as the Endangerment Finding that determined that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases threaten public health and welfare. The Obama-era finding is the legal underpinning of nearly all climate regulations under the Clean Air Act for motor vehicles, power plants, and other pollution sources that are heating the planet. The repeal eliminates all greenhouse gas emission standards for cars and trucks and could unleash broader undoing of climate regulations on stationary sources such as power plants and oil and gas facilities, experts say. This week, President Donald Trump's top economist urging the Fed Reserve economists be punished for research last week that showed American companies and consumers paying for nearly all the tariffs imposed by the White House last year. Kevin Hassett, director of the White House National Economic Council, said in an interview on CNBC, "The paper is an embarrassment. It's the worst paper I've ever seen in the history of the Fed Reserve System. The people associated with this paper should be presumably disciplined," he said. Several other studies have reached similar conclusions as the New York Fed, including one by economists at Harvard and the University of Chicago, a separate report by the Kiel Institute, a German think tank, and a report last week by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. The Fed Reserve Bank of New York study, published last week, found U.S. businesses and consumers are paying nearly 90% of the tariffs that Trump has imposed. The U.S. Energy Information Administration increased its forecast for 2026 fuel ethanol production in its latest short-term energy outlook. The outlook for 2026 ethanol exports was maintained. EIA currently expects fuel ethanol production to average 1.08 million barrels a day this year, up from the January outlook and last year's average of 1.07 million barrels a day. Well, the agriculture world gets its first look at what may be in store for spring planting of corn and soybeans when new USDA chief economist Justin Benavides makes his debut at the Agriculture Outlook Forum. Benavides unveils preliminary USDA forecasts for 2026 acreage, farm income, and trade tomorrow. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins addresses the forum on Friday. Other speakers include Chief U.S. Ag Negotiator Julie Callahan, Kansas City Fed Ag Economy Expert Nate Kaufman, Growth Energy CEO Emily Score, and U.S. Grains and Bioproducts Council CEO Ryan LeGrand. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Go to fb.org, click on the Issues tab, and look for labor, ag labor reform. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.